From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An arrest warrant has been issued for a foreign man wanted in the bombing that killed at least 22 people Monday at a Bangkok shrine. The Thai National Police Chief said Wednesday the suspected bomber was likely acting as part of a network, but investigators have not yet established his motives or nationality. Authorities released a sketch of the suspect, a young man with black shaggy hair, stubble, and round plastic-framed glasses. There's a cash reward for information leading to his capture. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Thai Prime Minister said it may have been politically motivated, aimed at damaging the tourism industry and, as a result, the economy. Other officials have suggested various theories involving various elements behind Thailand's divisive politics.
So there's a spectrum of scenarios, moderately to quite plausible scenarios of who might have been the instigator. None of them are watertight, though. It really just means that there's a lot of work to be done in terms of following up on who might have been the perpetrator.
That's John Bloxland, a senior fellow at the Strategic and Defense Studies Center at the Australian National University. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, as well as Syrian authorities, are saying that Islamic State militants have publicly beheaded the former Syrian director of antiquities in the ancient city of Palmyra, a UNESCO World Heritage Site dating back some 2,000 years. The Islamic State group seized Palmyra in May, setting off fears over the fate of its ruins. I'm Steve Karish, broadcasting from Washington. You're listening to VOA News. Human Rights Watch has leveled harsh criticism at Egypt's new anti-terrorism law, saying it leaves Egyptians open to stiff sentences for things that may amount to civil disobedience. The new law also includes punishments for journalists who go against the official version of an attack. That's the sound of German lawmakers overwhelmingly approving a $95 billion bailout package for Greece, a move that would help Greece meet Thursday's deadline to repay creditors. Germany is the largest single contributor to Greece's economic bailout and thus has to sign off on the deal before it could proceed. Chancellor Angela Merkel's finance minister told lawmakers earlier that it would be irresponsible not to approve the bailout for the good of Greece and the European Union. Russia has sentenced an Estonian security officer to 15 years in prison, finding him guilty of spying, arms smuggling, and violating border regulations. Russia said Eston Kover illegally crossed the border into Russia. Estonia said Kover was kidnapped and taken forcibly across the border into Russia while investigating a smuggling operation involving Russian intelligence agents. Estonia has called for his release, as did the European Union. The EU said his abduction violated international law and that he was deprived the right to a fair trial. In commemoration of World Humanitarian Day, international agencies are paying tribute to the thousands of humanitarian workers who have lost their lives or been injured in the line of duty. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
In December 2008, the UN General Assembly established World Humanitarian Day on August 19th in memory of the terrorist attack on UN headquarters in the Iraqi capital Baghdad in 2003. Since then, attacks against humanitarian workers responding to emergencies have increased and become all too commonplace. The World Health Organization is launching a campaign to draw attention to continued attacks on healthcare workers and health facilities. WHO reports 603 healthcare workers were killed and 958 injured in direct attacks in 32 countries in 2014 alone. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In an interview with the official Chinese Xinhua news agency, top shareholders of the company that owns a warehouse that exploded in Tianjin last week admitted to using their connections with local officials to fraudulently obtain various fire safety, land, environmental, and other safety certifications. The corruption allegation, which surfaced on Wednesday, is likely to prompt further outrage over the explosion, which killed 114 people.
That's the latest world news from VOA.